This is the Wall Street Update Edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Well, let's check in now with the financial markets, and to find out what kind of a day it's been like for US investors, I spoke to Giri Cherukuri of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
Yeah, there's a bounce back today. US markets were up almost 1.5%, primarily driven by oil prices. Oil prices surged today, and lately the market has really been connected. Oil prices, when oil prices go up, US stock market goes up.
So oil appears to have gone up because there's speculation around falling U.S. shale output, isn't there?
Yeah, today the focus was on output, and they think that shale output in the U.S. will decline, and then there's some numbers about rig counts showing that there's less drilling going on. So today the focus was on supply, and they think these low oil prices will lead to lower supply, which will support oil prices.
Bit of a catch-22 situation,
yeah.
Really. That isn't necessarily good news for the energy companies, though, heavily invested in shale oil exploration.
For certain particular companies, it's not necessarily good news, but for the energy industry and the oil industry overall, higher oil prices is definitely good. So you want to be the one drilling the oil, but you don't want to be the one driving down prices.
Let's move on to the currency markets, because the British pound has suffered its biggest one-day loss in 6 to 7 years against the dollar, hasn't it, over the fears that Britain may leave the European Union. What's the chatter on Wall Street about this?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a big deal and a big disruption to the market, and that's the focus. So definitely if Britain exits, that's going to be a bad news. So I think it's just mainly volatility causes the decline. So people go to places of strength, which is the U.S. dollar.
Well, that was Giri Cherukuri of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Let me give you the latest numbers now from the financial market. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.4% at 16,620. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.5% at 60.37. On the New York currency markets, the euro was down 1 cent at $1.10.3, and the pound was at $1.41.5, dropping quite significantly over those worries about whether Britain will leave the EU.